Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with the sport this morning, Damien O'Mara. Morning,
Rachel,
to you, Damien.
Good morning to you. It's soccer to start, where Bohemians hold a 6-point lead this morning in the men's Premier Division of the SSE or Tricity League. A 66-minute Dean Williams penalty, enough last night to overcome second place Derry City at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Shamrock Rovers sit third in the table this morning. Graham Burke scored twice as they beat UCD by 3-0. Chris Forrester also scored twice as St Pat's saw off Drogheda 3-1. Shelburne came from behind to secure a 2-1 win over Sligo Rovers at Tolka Park, while Keane Murphy scored the only goal of the game as Cork City beat Dundalk at Turner's Cross to secure their second win of the season. The quarterfinals of the UEFA Champions League commence tonight. Manchester City host Bayern Munich in the feature game on RTE2 television. It's the sixth season in a row under Pep Guardiola that City have reached this stage of the tournament. They're still, however, seeking their first Champions League triumph. Now, speaking yesterday, Guardiola suggested that the club don't get the credit for the consistency with which they compete at the business end of the competition.
We tried last season, we tried 2 seasons ago, we tried 3 seasons ago, every single season. But there are teams that you face that also they are good too and they want to win it too. And no, yesterday played a master, Jack Nicklaus. How many masters or how many grand majors have played in his career? How many? In the 30, 40 years as a golfer. 30 years for 4 majors, like it's a Champions League in comparison, how many? 120? 130? How many won? 18. Wow. How many? 18 with 130? He lose more than the win. That is a sport. In football, in golf, in basketball. Michael Jordan, the best athlete for me, basketball, football player, won 6 NBA titles. How many years played? 16. He lose more than win. So this game, all games, they are so difficult. The important is to be here.
That's Pep Guardiola. Benfica host Inter Milan in the second game. Both those kick off at 8 o'clock. The Republic of Ireland women's national team will play the second of their 2 friendlies against the USA. Kickoff is at 12:30. That's also live on RTE2. The US won Saturday's meeting of the sides in Austin 2-0. This game takes place in St. Louis and we'll have more on that in the next hour. Leicester City, meanwhile, last night appointed Dean Smith as their manager until the end of the season, replacing Brendan Rodgers. The club currently sits second from bottom in the English Premier League. Now, having missed the cut at the Masters, Rory McIlroy has withdrawn from this week's RBC Heritage event in South Carolina. No official reason has yet been given. The world number 3 has only played the tournament twice in his professional career. It is, however, one of the PGA Tour's 13 designated events, which the Tour's top players are obliged to play in if qualified. Now, McIlroy has already missed another the Century Tournament of Champions back in January. Rules were altered to allow players to opt out of one event. It's unclear if missing more will preclude McIlroy now from the Tour's $100 million player impact program, which was established to encourage more participation by the world's top players in PGA Tour events. McIlroy himself, of course, was a key driver in more play by the Tour's leading players in response to the threat from the LIV Tour. Ken Doherty's hopes of a first World Snooker Championship appearance since 2014 were ended last night. He was beaten 10-6 by China's Pang Zhengzhu in the third round of qualifying. Mark Allen automatically qualifies as world number 3. His Antrim compatriot Jordan Brown is the last of 7 Irish players still remaining in qualifying. He plays Ji Zhuhai of China in the 4th and final round today. After a career which has seen him crown champion jockey on 5 occasions and has been littered with big wins, jockey Paul Townend yesterday won his first Irish Grand National after a brilliantly timed run on I Am Maximus for Willie Mullins at Fairy House. Racing today is in Dundalk. That's underway at 5 o'clock. And in rugby, Leinster say Ryan Baird will be absent for a few weeks after picking up a shoulder injury in Friday's Heineken Champions Cup win over Leicester. Leinster head to South Africa this week, as do Munster, who yesterday included Keith Earls in their travelling party after he recovered from a calf injury. More sport in an hour and updates available as always on the RTE News app and also the RTE Sport website.